As we've just heard, Attorney General Ashcroft believes that foreign governments may have backed the terrorists who hijacked 4 planes last week, but many counterterrorism experts aren't so sure. They argue that the group probably acted on its own. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
19 hijackers breach security at 3 airports, take over 4 planes almost simultaneously, and manage to crash 3 of them into landmark buildings. The planning that went into those attacks suggests the involvement of a foreign government, according to Laurie Milroy of the American Enterprise Institute.
They required a high degree of sophistication, coordination, knowledge of U.S. airports, knowledge of how to bring down the Trade Center towers. This just speaks to something with the organizational capability of a state.
And that state, says Milroy, is Iraq. Iraq has denied it. Another counterterrorism expert speaking on Background says it need not have been a state per se that helped the hijackers. It could have been rogue elements in the state's intelligence service. He suggests that could happen in Iran's or Pakistan's intelligence services as well as Iraq's. James Woolsey, a former director of the CIA, suspects the hijackers had a powerful ally of some kind. He notes that Osama bin Laden, the prime suspect in last week's attack, has done everything possible in recent years to call attention to himself, issuing fatwas, for example, and sending out videotaped messages.
And when I see something like that, one of the first words that comes to my mind is disinformation. Not that bin Laden is not involved. He may well have been the centerpiece, but it also suggests to me the possibility that there is someone else sitting over there who is very pleased to see all of the focus on bin Laden.
But Phyllis Oakley, former Assistant Secretary of State for Intelligence and Research, says the group that struck the Pentagon and World Trade Center was perfectly capable of mounting that operation on its own.
It was an audaciously simple idea. It also required a great deal of money. It took patience, and it took absolute dedication of a hardcore group of people who were willing to give up their lives. I think you can well understand that that's almost easier done in a private organization than it is in a government.
If a foreign government was somehow involved, U.S. authorities might well have found out about the plot. Philip Wilcox was the State Department's ambassador at large for counterterrorism until 1997.
Governments are more easily monitored and penetrated than these shadowy non-state terrorist networks.
And Phyllis Oakley doubts that a government intelligence service would have devised the method of operation that the hijackers used. They overwhelmed flight crews with box cutters and their greater numbers.
I think traditional intelligence services would not have been that simple. They would have gone to more traditional modes of thinking.
U.S. authorities have not ruled out foreign government involvement in the hijackings, but they have not turned up evidence of that so far. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.